WWE's plans in New Orleans are put on hold. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on OccupiedProWrestling.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
WWE.
The wrath of Hurricane Ida led to WWE postponing a SmackDown show at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. The SmackDown on October 1st will now be held at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore. The Smoothie King Center's primary tenants, the NBA's New Orleans Pelicans, announced Monday that the arena had, quote, minor exterior damage, end quote, after Ida hit the Louisiana coast Sunday as a Category 4 hurricane. The Pelicans said the Smoothie King Center, quote, will be prepared to host games for the upcoming season without issue, end quote. The Pelicans' only home preseason game is scheduled for October 6th. Tonight's NXT has Johnny Gargano versus LA Knight, Tommaso Ciampa versus Ridge Holland, Kyle O'Reilly versus Duke Hudson, and Roderick Strong versus Ikemen Jiro. Nia Jax pinned the Raw Women's Champion Charlotte Flair last night in a match that frankly got a little ugly at some points. That was just part of a busy night for Nia Jax. Earlier in the show, she laid out Rhea Ripley after Ripley had beaten Shayna Baszler. The United States Champion Damian Priest held an open challenge, which led to a three-way against Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, and Priest prevailed, pinning McIntyre with the Reckoning. The Raw Tag Team Champions Randy Orton and Riddle beat WWE Champ Bobby Lashley and MVP to retain their titles. Riddle pinned MVP with the Floating Bro. After the match, Lashley speared Riddle, but Orton retaliated with an RKO. Also last night, Amos pinned John Morrison. AJ Styles submitted Xavier Woods with the Calf Crusher. The Viking Raiders beat Jinder Mahal and Veer. Mahal took the pin. Plus, Karrion Kross submitted Humberto Carrillo with the Cross Jacket. Three matches that were promoted during last week's Raw did not happen on last night's show. A match between Eva Marie and Doudrop came the closest to actually happening, but Eva turned her back during Doudrop's entrance, so Doudrop attacked her from behind, and the referee determined that Eva was unable to compete. An interview with Goldberg was shown on last night's Raw, where he said he needs knee surgery following his loss to Bobby Lashley at SummerSlam, but Goldberg also said he is coming after Lashley. WWE formally introduced a new class of Performance Center recruits on Monday. They include Joseph Fatu, the younger brother of Jimmy and Jey Uso, all sons of WWE Hall of Famer Rikishi, Bobby Stevenson, the brother of Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson, Ben Buchanan, the son of former WWE Tag Team Champion Bull Buchanan, and Joshua Dawkins, the nephew of former NBA player Daryl Dawkins.
AEW.
At least 11 matches are announced for tonight's AEW Dark, including QT Marshall versus Evil Uno, Matt Sydal versus Pac, and Frankie Kazarian versus Serpentico. On last night's Dark Elevation, Jorah Joel, still working to cement his place in the Hardy family office, got his first win in AEW. He beat Cal Hero. Fuego del Sol picked up a rare win in AEW. He and Sammy Guevara beat Chaos Project. Guevara pinned Luther with the GTH. Also, Nyla Rose and Diamante beat Big Swole and Julia Hart. Rose pinned Hart with the Beast Bomb. Hikaru Shida, Emi Sakura, and Jade Cargill are now added to the Women's Casino Battle Royale at All Out.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan Strong is switching nights. The episodes currently debut every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, but starting on September 18th, the episodes will drop on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Major League Wrestling announced that Tajiri will make his MLW debut at its show in Philadelphia on October 2nd. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, August 31st. Make sure you're following our friends at The Wrestling Revolution on Twitter, at The W Revolution, so you are the first to find out who is number one on our future 50 countdown of the world's top pro wrestlers aged 25 and younger. We also invite you to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.